You're listening to the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
Good morning. I hope you're well. Hey, this weather now is confusing. You wake up, it's a little bit chilly. You put on long sleeves. And after lunch, you wish you were wearing shorts, you know, or short sleeves. I mean, really? Anyway, let's enjoy it, okay? King, global warming. I fairly, man. Welcome to the show. Now, how do you tell your partner they don't turn you on anymore? But all of a sudden, something has changed. Yesterday, hashtag Dr. Kuluma, you said you'd rather ulalim kukwini than to be in a cold house. Meaning, when you have an option, you go somewhere to be turned on. Yeah, nah. Hence the hashtag. He no longer turns me on. Kuluma says, remember when you first met him? He gave you steady love. He was the king in the bedroom. But now, leave me back. What do you do? What happens? What are the causes? What are the reasons? What are the underlying issues that led to you saying, hashtag, he no longer turns me on? King. King. So tolong on. What happened? Are the issues so big? Is the elephant in the room so big that you can't get yourself to look over it? Or is it too much? Because sometimes sex can be too much. It is now a chore. You're like, oh, nyazmangangenindlin. Oh, tiko somandl. That's all he wants. Or you have now awoken to your sexual senses and you've realized you're more than just one sexual orientation. You want to explore others, hopefully with him still around. But it might be a bit too late to mention that. Hashtag, he no longer turns me on. And what makes you say it's him, not you? Hashtag, he no longer turns me on. Why? What's the cause? What is the cause? Bar majita, lilibetsu hore, foreplay starts during the day. Okay? I say slam bam, thank you, ma'am. It is also about, you know, you being hands-on in the house. You know, coming in and you see a sink is full of dishes and you just put your jacket there and you wash them. That's a turn-on right there. Like, oh, he cares. And then all those things, when they are not taken care of, they pile up. How do I touch about it? I'm tired. I have a headache. Sister, maybe the problem is you. You need to tell us why he no longer turns you on. I have 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when you are no longer turned on. One, the spark is gone. It is not spontaneous anymore. It is a drag. You do it for the sake of peace. It's a chore. It's a duty. And the reason could be that the spark is gone. You love each other, yes. But you are at the crossroads. Do you seek help? Or you just hope to find your way to how things used to be when you first met? But that thing is gone. Two, you're no longer turned on because the love is gone. Your partner not turning you on may have nothing to do with them, but more to do with you. You long left the relationship emotionally. You are just there physically, sometimes mentally. But when it comes to your emotions, you long left the room. You are still in it for other reasons, but no longer emotionally invested. And this is the truth some women won't even share. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on when you are no longer turned on, the box, the label is gone. The label is gone. You have of late realized that your sexuality is not what you thought it was. For instance, you are bisexual. Now you realize. Yes, you love being married to your partner, but you also like being with the same gender. But to raise it now seems a bit too late. But your urges to explore the other side is so overwhelming, it's pushing you away from home.
Main Reef Road, that's your alternative route. Juliet Joseph, Kaya Traffic.
JJ, it's Wednesday, so you know you have to start first.
Yes, because you know we do have the actual speaker.
Yeah.
Guest speaker.
Hey, drop mic.
Yes, so I think the time I find like my partner does not turn me on is when, like, you know, the rose tinted glasses come off.
Okay.
I'm aiming too high. I'm very optimistic about the person and then realize that I'm too bored and there's nothing I can do about it. So it's not a conversation that I can have that, or maybe myself trying out new things because already the person is just not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a mismatch from the onset.
Yes.
I like how you phrased it. The rose colored glasses off.
Off.
Mm-hmm. Reality. Kicks and in. You wish you had that clear view from the onset, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever imagined sleeping next to somebody and you're just like,
Kanto so.
Uelo.
Uelo. Serious.
Oriemilo.
Nawe. Jani. Wow.
I think for me, it's more of we lie to ourselves about how open-minded we are, ne, as people when it comes to our sexuality, okay. Right? I've said, I mean, openly that I'm attracted to people, to human beings, ne? Yeah. So most of the time when I meet people, they tend to say, I'm open to that kind of stuff, you know? And then sometimes you get into a relationship or whatever situationship you want to call it with a person, and then hadi tsatsi man dilo tsa teng man isn't a sahlangani ngoba umuntu okhona kind of things ukuthi I should be enough for you, you know. And sometimes I just essentially maybe I just want to kiss a girl that day, you know. But it's more of that kind of option must be put on the table by him. Then you start to turn me off because now you want to be in control of absolutely everything, even our encounters when we do the horizontal tango. Yes. When I've been very open and upfront
about it,
this is what I want, but I cannot necessarily come and say, how's about we invite a girl into the bedroom, you know? But when you suggest it, I must be okay with it because this is my sexuality and I said I'm attracted to human beings.
Oh yeah.
You know? So it's more of arebatle di toys, lidi change position, lidi ing. Sometimes
that's not
just,
the only thing.
It's not the only thing. Sometimes we just want you to be vulingondo man, vuga, you know, like.
And him not being open-minded, that's a turn-off.
It's a huge turn-off because maybe if you were open-minded, you would realize that you
this
might
is for
just
your benefit.
Be interested in other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or
say.
Other people or other genders.
Hence my third teaspoon, the label or the box is gone. Now, you told me what could be the cause. What is the solution? I'll take a call on that. What is the solution when your partner doesn't turn you on?
This week, it was very difficult. Hey, can you give me excuses to show her? Ha qala fela a re one tenta hey ke ke mo bulela ka mogo ke gathetseng ka teng ke batla o robala hey ntate mo kwele wa tsiba keng. I will never point a finger on him, shame yena. He always wants sex every day, so I'm pushing him away. I think emotionally ha ke sharp like I mo feeling ha ke reach le organism at all ko re nje eish ntate mo kwele wa tsiba keng ho thatha ka matlu. I know rough shame hey mara he ke tla sebetsa ka thata ka yona. Hai re tla zama mara ha ntate mokwele nna shame ha ke feeling ne kore ha ona next thing che ke feelang hey ke a bata
ka jaja ngwana mo slip of a tongue how.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
When your partner doesn't turn you on, is there a solution? Solutions, please. Anon, good morning.
Hello, Basiyavi.
I'm good, man. What's the solution when
I listened to you earlier on, I wanted to be anonymous. Now I'm going to disclose and give an advice because I think it might help an individual out there.
Sure.
But see, u bua le tebzane, charo, chakarumba ranto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The solution is, Bastida, see, when we start the relationship as if it's a business transaction without us being friends, having iniga-niga, things start get ruined from the beginning. Because you need to be a friend of your partner so that you guys can talk about everything and anything.
And this suga,
you are my friend. Before you could be my girlfriend, let's talk about everything. Mm. Let's find everything out. So that you get used to the person. When you address things, it does no longer become offensive to say, Marangwanona, why are you Santina? No. Mm. You already created a platform whereby you guys can talk about everything and anything. Now, I've got a friend of mine who's now saying, Agasafili ukele. And, dude, what did you do about this matter? No. I'm now having extramarital affairs because ukele ang samfili. And when I talk to ukele, this is the response that he gets from the woman. The woman says, oh, did you find somebody better? Yet he was trying to address the situation to say, let's come with a solution, Miguel.
So maybe let not your insecurities jump in. Rather listen out for why the issue's on the table.
Yes, but Tisa, when you talk, everything needs to be discussed. The solution to the matter, which it's based on, are we talking about things now, Mina Nawe?
Thank you, Tebza. Hmm? You agree with Tebza? Looking for solutions. Hey, Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle T.
Welcome, my brother.
The last voice note that you played for that woman who said, Hasa ifilili organism. Can it be our Witness Wednesday welcome for the topic? I believe.
Shut up. Anyway, what is the solution?
The solution, Kim Jolo, man, Uncle T.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll say, like, restore Jolo at the moment we start staying together or being with each other full time as a wife or.
Because responsibilities take over, Jonathan.
Not really, actually. We make it occupy our space because we are just trying to say, I'm trying to do 1, 2, 3. Thank her in the kitchen, man. Thank her. When she's just trying to dress up in the, like the way Neri Jola, do those things, don't stop. We disconnected a little bit with my wife when we had kids and then the twin baby passed and then she had PTSD and stuff and all that. So, but I took it back on our first date place and we started talking. We stopped even touching each other in the car. Touch hair. The thing that would do, Risa Jola, do those things. That's the solution because the moment now you're trying to be uptight and family-like and, hey, responsibilities. Responsibilities are always there. We can't run away from them. But Risa Jola all the way. Like
I love what you said.
The kids must be comfortable with you, playing with your wife, spanking her, talking to her. They see how. And then mama came into it. And you just say, Rajola, let mama how. They know they will get to that stage anyway. Why are we uncomfortable doing it, like talking and playing around them?
Thank you, Johnny. Wow. Love that. Exactly what he said. After the baby, after trauma, after all of those things can change a lot and you think it's you. Can't be you. There's an issue. So deal with the issue. Maletse, Tobe. Usaram.
No, I guess the hanging. So I was just saying to the producer, you know, it's not all about ela. I mean, I'm very sensitive about sex and everything. So, but generally, linyalo, tikamuhau wa mudimo in everything. Whether we count this going up to everything, tikamuhau wa mudimo. And I think we need to talk about it. But more, naked twenyang kaholo, Uncle G, and the silo ang khalimela hore. So because I told you once and I grew up very insecure about my body and everything like that. Bad shame. No, he tries to make me feel okay and everything like that. Give me a thing when it comes to this. Give me a thing.
So you spoke about it with him, right?
Yeah, no, once if like my husband is my first. I just grew up in church and everything. My husband was my first.
Are you blossoming
so
now? Do you find yourself being freer? You're blossoming now?
Yeah, no. He makes me,
and we rata.
I am not telling you how to do it. That's all I can say.
Bye bye. Sometimes it's how you grew up. You're shy. Until you meet somebody who's able to, like, let you be free. Hey! It's not that deep, eh?
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.